The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Hello and welcome. This is Lynn Sion of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and here we are on this somewhat rainy Friday. Very exciting things going on this weekend with the Chamber and over at our friends at the Galleria. And I'd like to introduce our guests today. First, we have Andrea Baer, who is the uber fabulous director of events at the Chamber.
Hello.
And we have Debbie Bogdansky, who is the general manager of Frontier Communications.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Garrett Overeem of the 501st Legion Empire City Garrison.
Hello.
Hello. So today we're here to talk about what's going on tomorrow at the Galleria, which is the 17th annual Buy Local Showcase and Family Fun Day at the Galleria at Crystal Run. And it runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bill Sevilla, who is our co-chair, is not able to be here today with us. I'm hoping that he calls in. He is the owner of Captain's Club Cruises and Tours in Middletown, and he's a board member over at the Chamber. Now, this is an event put on by one of the committees at the Chamber, which is the Small Business Resource Committee, Bill, and they host this every year. Frontier Communications is our sponsor, and thank you very much, Deb, for that. And Garrett is one of the characters, but I'm just like, it's such a surprise, I don't want to say it. But my geeky little heart jumps when I talk about this. So, but first the 501st Legion are the Star Wars reenactors.
Correct. We're an international Star Wars costuming group. We make movie-accurate costumes based on the villains of the Star Wars universe.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about more about that in a minute. So I'm going to turn this over to Andrea. If you want to tell us all this stuff that's, you know, tell us a little bit about the purpose of the Buy Local Showcase. What is this? What is going on tomorrow at the mall?
It's just a big and the best thing ever for this weekend. You don't want to miss it at the Gallery at Crystal Run. We're so happy to be there. This is our 17th year.
That's amazing.
Yes, and it's not just a regular Buy Local Showcase. Like Lynn said earlier, we now have it as a family fun day. We're trying to really entertain the kids while the parents get a chance to look around and see what the Chamber Small Businesses has to offer. This year, we have, like Lynn said earlier, the Star Wars Stormtroopers will be there in their costume, fully dressed. It's going to be exciting. They can come out and take pictures, and we're going to be collecting donations for a charity. They'll get into that a little bit more. Also, the Wallkill Police Department will be there. They'll be doing fingerprints for the kids, updating your IDs if you already have one. Not to worry, come back in, because the kids are changing. Every day they grow and their features are changing. So take this opportunity to get a new ID or get your first ID and keep it in your wallet. This is, you know, a safe thing to do. And also, the alcohol and drug impairment goggles from the
New York State
Troopers will be there. And this is going to be exciting. I was watching a video of this online, and I'm telling you, they put the line down and you put those goggles on and try to walk that line. It really let you see what it feels like to drink and drive. And you walk away saying, I'll never drink and drive, because you'll just take people's lives in your hands when you do that. So come on out, let's enjoy the day and see all the different exhibitors and sponsors that we have. All different type of businesses will be there. We have insurance, we have solar. If you ever have questions about the different solar systems that are out there, you see them all on top of roofs all over, come on out and ask and find out more information. We have several different types of businesses that may interest you, or stuff that you will learn about that's right here in your community that you didn't know of. So again, it starts at 10 o'clock at the Gallery at Crystal Run. We're looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be fun. And of course, Easter Bunny's going to be there too. JCPenney has the Easter Bunny. So the kids will be well entertained. Mothers and fathers, don't worry about that. Bring them in. We'd love to have you. And we'll get further into this. But if you have questions at all, call the Chamber. If you have an interest, if you're part of a local chamber and you'd like to participate, it's not too late. I can still sneak you in. So call the office at 457-9700, and I'll talk with you and see what we can work out.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I wanted, Debbie, can you tell us about, you know, you've sponsored this for so long. How many years have you, has Frontier sponsored the My Local Showcase?
We've sponsored this and worked with the Chamber for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact number anymore. I don't know who's more excited about the Easter Bunny or the children that will be there. But we do have fun watching the Easter Bunny, I must tell you that. So it's a great opportunity for Frontier to partner with our local chamber. Mm-hmm. Frontier is very focused on supporting and working with our local communities. That is part of our primary focus. So this is just such a nice fit for us all the way around. Mm-hmm. It gives us an opportunity to meet and engage our customer base, talk with them face-to-face, mm-hmm. but more importantly, to engage our small business community as well, mm-hmm. to see what their needs are, to see what's going on, mm-hmm. and to interact as well.
The other night at the mixer, you had mentioned that there's some, it's a very interesting type of technological programs that you're running, very interesting new things going on with the cloud. You're involved with the cloud?
Correct.
So what are some of the things that's going on at Frontier?
Obviously, most people are more familiar with our Frontier internet services, mm-hmm. phone services. We partner with Dish for the video services. But what we also do is offer a wide range of broadband services for our commercial customers on all size and scopes, as well as our Frontier Secure, which is our internet security product, and that'll be part of what we'll feature on Saturday as well to talk about. So for customers that are looking for, unfortunately, identity theft, which is a big concern today in today's world, we have a great product that helps them both on their personal identity as well as their internet, their presence on the internet, so their internet security, cybersecurity. So these are some of the products that Frontier has moved into because we look to make sure that our customers are served at all touch points. Mm-hmm. So we can meet their needs both on the internet, through the cloud as well, phone systems, phone services, big issue. We did a great presentation last night with a number of businesses from the area, Taste of Technology, to talk a little bit about changing phone systems and the services so that now you can integrate your tablet, your cell phone, and what we traditionally used to call our desk phones. Move it all together, make sure that our customers can reach your business at any point in time easily and simply, and make our businesses more efficient.
So nice. Frontier is more than a phone company.
Much, much more.
So I remember when we moved up here, it was the phone company. Frontier was the phone company, but now you're a telecommunications company.
It's serving all the telecommunications needs.
Wow. Well, you know, thank you so much for sponsoring and thank you for sponsoring our mixer the other day. Now, Andrea, because when we come back from we're going to go to a break in a little bit, but before we do, where in the mall is this?
This will be on the first floor, the lower level, and right in front of the JCPenney store. Okay. And then to the two side aisles, we will also be having booths along the stores, in front of the stores, in the aisles. So you can't miss us at all. There's all the entertainment there. That will be where the crowd will be.
Just follow in
the center court. We have everything going on right there. So.
And how many vendors are we looking at?
At this point, we have 30 vendors registered.
Very good.
Yes, 30. So it's a mix, like I said earlier. And Debbie just told you all the events that Frontier is having. There'll be displays going on. I mean, it's interactive. So come on out, be a part of it. Don't worry about the kids. Like I said earlier, we will be entertaining them.
And people like me will be well entertained.
Yes.
And I don't think the weather's going to be that great tomorrow. So it's going to be a good thing tomorrow. This way to go in some place where it's nice and warm and nice and dry. And so it's Center Court. And we have, you had mentioned solar companies. Mm-hmm. I know Captain's Club will be there. That's travel.
Yeah.
Frontier. So that's communications.
Healthcare. Yep. We also have the Fairy Godmother with her promotions, all entertainment,
really?
With different concerts and stuff that she puts on. A lot of people knows about her. Come on out.
That's she'll Aquanetta.
Be there. Yeah, she'll be there in person. The Orange Council Arts, they'll also be doing displays there at their site.
And I heard that WTBQ will be there.
Broadcasting live also.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm just looking at the list that I have here. So it's pest companies, human service organizations, entertainment, insurance companies, jewelry, roofing, senior housing, business counseling, and more.
And the list goes on.
So we have all of these things going on, and then we have these activities, and then we have my absolute faves, the 501st Legion from the Star Wars universe.
Yes, correct? That is correct. Star Wars universe.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we're an international costuming group. Mm-hmm. We make movie accurate costumes based on the villains. We then give back to our communities by attending community events and charity events, and we help raise money for these events. It's a lot of fun. It's a big release from reality. The costumes vary from Stormtroopers, Vader, Boba Fett, any villain you can think of. We have costumes.
You have costumes.
And they're all homemade, fan-made, so they're not purchased.
Right, so when I first met you, you came to the Great American Weekend, and these are not just costumes where I'm going to go on Amazon.com and get a party costume or something.
No, you're not getting these off Amazon or eBay.
These are major, major costumes, and the kids love it. And
they truly, the fun they get from it is unbelievable.
And what we're doing tomorrow is that if people want to take pictures with you, specifically, but you as a group, they can take pictures for donation, and the donations are going to the children's program at Honor Egg, which is emergency housing over in Middletown. So all of the proceeds will be going to charity, just
correct,
as like what
yes.
you do. So we're going to go to a break for a minute, and then we'll come back.
Your next party or special event will be the talk of the town with Music Magic. They use the latest in computers and professional DJ equipment with one of the largest selections of music. Having a kids' party? Invite the Great Jodini Magic Show, full of magic tricks. The Crazy Professor and the Dino Puppet Show. It's entertainment the way it should be. Join their many satisfied customers today by calling 986-5492. That's 986-5492 for Music Magic and the Great Jodini Magic Show.
Do you have a safe haven, a sanctuary for your family and friends to escape from the frenzied world surrounding us? A getaway that's comfortable, inviting, and durable that will wrap its arms around you and help you feel safe and relaxed. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh, Millspaugh Furniture, Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, and we're celebrating our 157th anniversary as a family-owned and operated furniture business. Our longevity is due to your continued support because of the non-disposable furniture value we have always offered. During this sale event, many of our suppliers have offered us additional discounts to pass on to you so you can create the rooms of your dreams for less. Come to Millspaugh Furniture's 157th anniversary event and let our furniture counselors help you feather your nest with discounted non-disposable furniture and mattresses as we celebrate another anniversary of delighting you with coziness. That's Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle? You can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
Help support the Warwick Valley Rotary Club by ordering a dozen or two roses just in time for Administrative Assistance Day. Roses are available in a variety of colors: white, yellow, pink, peach, bicolor, rainbow, and of course, red. This is a once-a-year event for your local Rotary Club, and the money raised goes to Rotary charities. Everything from the Backpack Snack Attack to local food pantries, hospice, Literacy Orange, Meals on Wheels, and others. To order your dozen roses, go to Warwick Valley MallyRotary.org, click on the Rose Sale on the left-hand side and place your order. All orders will be delivered for pickup to Leo Cadis Ford on Route 94 in Warwick on Tuesday, April 21st. If your office or group orders more than 10 dozen roses, they'll be delivered to your location free of charge. The price for these stunning roses, $25 per dozen. Put a smile on someone's face with beautiful roses while you help out your local Rotary Club. Just $25 per dozen with your choice of colors, delivered on April 21st. Hurry, you only have until Tuesday, April 7th to place your order.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
Hello and welcome back. This is Lynn Sion and Andrea Baer from the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and we're here today with our guests Debbie Bogdansky from Frontier Communications and Garrett Overeem from the 501st Legion, and we're talking about all the fun stuff that's going to happen tomorrow at the Buy Local Showcase.
Yeah.
Before we went to our break, Garrett, we were talking a little bit about the 501st Legion and that this is a character reenactor group.
Correct.
And it's from the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
And these are almost movie grade costumes.
They have to be movie accurate to join.
Mm-hmm. And that's what amazes me is that there's levels that I just can't go out to Party City, buy a Darth Vader, or, well, actually Leia is a good person, so she's not in the 501st, she's in the Rebel Alliance, buy one of those costumes and then just join, say, here I am.
Correct. There's different detachment sites for each of the characters. So you go up there, do your research. I thought I would just buy and build a stormtrooper and it'd be easy, but it took me 3 to 4 months. First, I had to learn that every stormtrooper was different. So mine is based off Return of the Jedi. Once you do that, then there's three levels of accuracy. And mine is the base.
Authenticity.
Yes. Mine is the base level for a stormtrooper. For my sand trooper, I'm actually second level of accuracy in those.
That's the Mos Eisley Police Department.
Yes, I am deployed as the Mos Eisley Police Department with my sand trooper. So
yeah, it's like, you know, this is its own subculture. These are like reenactors from World War I or World War II, but they're Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it's very accurate. And I remember last year seeing you at the Great American Weekend, just how accurate, you know, you were going down to the paint stripes. And so, so we're very grateful that, you know, that you folks are going to be there with us to help, you know, to help bring people in and raise some money. And can you tell us which characters will be there?
Well, there'll be some armored characters, but we have some surprises. So we'll leave it at that.
But there's also a backdrop.
Yes, we'll be setting up a vinyl backdrop of the inside of the Death Star, where people can come up and take pictures with the characters in front of the Death Star. And all we ask is for a small donation to the charity, whatever, anyone can donate. Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to join, they can talk to
it. We'll have a table there. You can see pictures of events we've been to. And if you're interested in joining, or if you're interested in having us at one of your charity events, you can talk to us as well.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, because you guys are very, very generous. So I really appreciate it. I know last year we raised a lot of money for the Goshen Food Pantry.
Yes, we did.
So, and this year it's going to the children's programs at Honor Egg. And I know I spoke with John Harper, who's the executive director over there, and he was very grateful. So he did say thank you. With the Buy Local Showcase, there's a very good reason why we do this, and it's been going on for 17 years. A chamber, one of the primary reasons of a chamber is to bring the community together, is to promote business. It's also to give businesses a voice where they may not have a voice, or to put them in front of other people, to put them in front of people and other businesses that they might not normally have access to. Mm-hmm. So, Andrea, if you want to speak a little bit about why is it that we do this?
Absolutely. Well, the Chamber, like you said, is all about giving our small businesses and our members opportunity to promote themselves and to grow their business. 80 to 85% of our members are small businesses.
And what's a small business?
One or two or up to five people in a business. So you don't have the resource, or you don't have the amount of staff to go out and do a lot of networking or participate in most of the events that the chamber will have, because you're limited to coverage in your office. So what the chamber does is we will we also have a really huge expo, and the larger businesses take advantage of that. But to cater to the smaller businesses, we try to find a location where you'll be able to go out in the community that you serve, meet the people, and tell them about your business. Mm-hmm. So this is it. This is a small business opportunity to go out there, meet the people that you're servicing. One leader said to us at our last breakfast, to be a leader, you have to be visible. Mm-hmm. So even though you may have a store in the local community, that doesn't mean they know who you are. This is a way to come out and meet them. Mm-hmm. Let them see who is behind the services that you're getting. And also, if you're hidden, if people don't know about it because you don't have the staff to go out and talk about it, you don't have the funds to promote yourself on cable, on the radio, this is an opportunity to come out, meet, greet, and mm-hmm. tell people what it's all about.
Right, so it's basically, it's an opportunity for small businesses who would not normally be able to afford, say, the rent
exactly.
at the Galleria
exactly.
to take advantage once a year of the foot traffic that,
right.
that comes in. And then with activities such as the 501st and the New York State Troopers mm-hmm. and all of the other activities that mm-hmm. we'll be having, we're hoping to increase the amount of foot traffic. Mm-hmm. And some of the things, I know Dawn Ansbrough from the Arts Council is being very generous. She's bringing in some of the painters, some artists will be there. So instead of just handing things out, there will be some art being done there. Because that's the arts are a very, very important business component of our community. Yeah. There was a study, I had mentioned it when Dawn was on the radio, there was a study that was done at SUNY New Paltz, and it's called the CREO Report. And there is $33 million of economic impact that the arts brings to Orange County. It's
wow.
massive. And that didn't even include mm-hmm. include Storm King.
Oh.
And I'm giving a shout out to my friend Anthony over at the Storm King Art Center, who is a big Star Wars fan.
Oh, awesome.
So, big Star Wars fan. And they're members of the chamber. But the arts have a huge part in our business community. So they'll be there as well. The State Troopers will be there, and it's very important for them also to get their word out mm-hmm. about what a terrible impact
yes.
drunk driving has. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we're hoping is that if families come, some of the teenagers who are either of driving age or almost driving age mm-hmm. will have a firsthand experience of what it's like to be driving while under the influence
yeah.
without being under the influence.
Did we tell the people that it was tomorrow that we were talking about?
It's
Saturday?
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
I just hope we said
March 28th. From what time? 10 to 5?
10 to 5 mm-hmm. at the Galleria Crystal Run right here in Middletown.
On the first floor. See, mm-hmm. And I'm excited because this is the first time that I'm doing this. I've been there before to be a participant as far as a passing by, taking information and speaking to the vendors, but
yeah.
I've never been there basically, you know, as being a part of the chamber,
the show, yeah.
as being part
mm-hmm.
of the show. So I'm very, very excited about that. Some of the things that are also, we have a lot of other things that are going on at the chamber. And this month with our breakfast, we have our next breakfast is Thursday, April 9th, and that's at West Hills Country Club. And Dr. Donald Christian from SUNY New Paltz will be the president there. And the sponsor of that is CRVI.
Mm-hmm.
The breakfast last month that we had in March was tremendous. We
yes.
were able to honor a World War II veteran, mm-hmm. Harvey Horn, who was mm-hmm. a World War II veteran and a prisoner of war,
mm-hmm.
and Colonel LaBarge from the
105th,
the real guys here, the 105th. So the real combatants here. They spoke about leadership, and it was really, really tremendous. Debbie, one of the things that I wanted to speak to you about is that Frontier is very, very involved in the community. You folks sponsor a lot of events. You help out a lot of organizations. Why do you do that? I mean, you're one of the organizations that's very, very involved in the community.
When we look at Frontier Communications, I think it's very important for everyone to understand that of our core values that we look to within our employees and our work groups, one of our core values is to support and build our local communities. So with that in mind, this Buy Local Showcase mm-hmm. is a wonderful opportunity for us to work with the chamber, support the chamber, and our own local businesses, because they really are our customers. That's our customer base that we're looking to serve. Our employees live and work locally. 100% of our employees are USA-based.
Really? You
yes.
don't outsource them
We
all?
Do not outsource any of our employees.
Wow.
Currently today, Frontier Communications is 13,000 employees nationally.
Oh, my goodness.
So we like to think of ourselves as a bigger company that's locally based. And that's our focus. So our key to success is that we stay grounded within our local communities. When Frontier Communications a few years back reorganized, we specifically looked to make sure that there was a local person, a point of contact within each of our communities that they can reach out to. So although I'm not really thrilled with having my picture in the front page of the phone book, it is. And the reason it is because it's so important for people to be able to get that information, to have a local point of contact. Right. We provide services within the majority of Orange County. So we have an office in Middletown, one in Monroe, and then across the river, again, over in our Rhinebeck area and down in Hopewell Junction. So we want to make sure that our local customers understand that while there is an 800 number that they can call 24/7, there is still also a local point of contact that they can reach out to.
So important it is.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of doing business local, they need to know that they do have a point of local contact.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we will be back to talk about Buy Local Showcase tomorrow at the mall.
That's right.
Davis Sports Shop is having their mega sale Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th. Large selection of ammo at 10% off. Federal 22 AutoMatch 325 cap box being blown out at $21.99. There's only one location for the mega sale, 120 Route 17 in Sulzburg. Family owned and operated since 1948, Davis Sports Shop is your number one source for ammunition, firearms, fishing, boating, hunting, archery, and everything outdoors. Visit their website at davissport.com or call 845-753-2100.
Suburban Propane is committed to the needs of our customers and the community. We're your neighbors, friends, and relatives, and our employees take pride in getting involved in community events, volunteering, and buying from local businesses right here in the Hudson Valley. We also enjoy serving thousands of customers in our neighboring areas with the propane, fuel oil, and kerosene they need to keep warm, safe, and comfortable all year long, backed by service that's available 24/7, 365. In fact, for more than 80 years, Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses with a proven track record based on reliability, safety, and integrity. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban Propane gas customer and receive 25 free gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171 or 1-800-PROPANE or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
Would you like to bring more customers to your business? Do you want to reach people that can use your services? Get the word out by advertising on WTBQ. Call the WTBQ Sales and Marketing Department at 651-1110 and ask about radio advertising and various program sponsorship opportunities. To get the most for your advertising dollar, call WTBQ at 651-1110. That's 651-1110.
Hi, this is Veronica Vero Barro, the president of the Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join me and my guest every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to learn everything Sugarloaf on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
White bean and bacon soup. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the Radio. This is one super supper.
We cooked off a half a pound of bacon in olive oil. Remove the bacon so it doesn't go too far. Then you're going to add carrot, celery, onion, fresh fennel, rosemary, and thyme, salt and pepper, of course, and garlic. I also have garlicky breadcrumbs that we cooked in a combination of butter and olive oil. Meanwhile, to our veggies that have been sweating out a bit, I'm going to deglaze the pan from the drippings and add a little dry white wine. And then we're going to add in about a quart of chicken stock. We're going to add back in our bacon, whole beans, and then pureed cannellini beans. Just let that simmer to come together.
For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. Monday, giant cheesy stuffed veal chops. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. I've scrubbed and scrubbed, but you won't budge. Enough is enough. Meet my new Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This new strip with natural charcoal will pluck you out. Oil too, it'll suck it right up. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores. Interested? Find these new strips in store now. Biore. Free your pores.
WTBQ weather.
Clouds and some limited breaks of sun for the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. A passing flurry is possible, but most places stay dry. Lows 25 to 30. Tomorrow, some early morning sun, then becoming mostly cloudy. Snow showers and flurries develop by late morning. Highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, any leftover snow showers and flurries quickly end. Lows 15 to 20. On Sunday, plenty of sunshine. Highs near 45. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brian Donegan.
WTBQ.
Back with the Orange County Chamber.
This is Lynn Sion from the Orange County Chamber. That is fabulous.
Awesome.
Thank you. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Great.
See, everybody loves Star Wars. Everybody loves Star Wars. So how's that for, you know, you're the radio, you get greeted by the music.
I love it. I wish I could have music to enter a room like that all the time.
Thank you. That was absolutely awesome.
Oh,
and it's just, we're really excited because these are the types of things that makes living in Orange County fun, because there's so many good things that go on so many times, and the community works together so much, so many different facets. Mm-hmm. I mean, who would have thought that the Star Wars characters would be coming and hanging out with Frontier Communications and the Chamber? I mean, they're not going to get more chamberific than that. That's about as good as it gets.
Right here in our local middle town. Not even like in the big city or anything, right in Middletown.
No, and the best part, when people see the characters, you know, they're minding their own business.
Yeah.
And I saw this at the Great American Weekend. People are just walking around minding their own business, and they turn a corner, and all of a sudden there's, you know, can I say his character name or not?
Go ahead.
Darth Vader. You know, it's like these are all licensed characters, so you have to be careful. But it's just the funniest thing, especially when they're kids. Mm-hmm. And the kids go,
yeah.
So
exactly,
I'm so excited.
My son's reaction.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited. And in addition to Frontier, we have, who's our title sponsor for tomorrow's extravaganza at the mall, we have a number of other major sponsors. We have Captain's Club Cruises and Tours, and that's a travel agency, so we thank them. Dolson Avenue Medical. Now, they'll be there tomorrow.
They'll be there, yes. And they're doing the back massages.
Ooh, they're doing the back massages. Erie Insurance. Mm-hmm. We have ESP and SCORE. And that's a program that that is run through the chamber. They're at the chamber, and now they've expanded through the rest of the county, parts of the county, where they provide up-and-coming businesses or other business owners with assistance, and it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have SBDC at the chamber, who's also free. And that's we're very fortunate to have such good programs.
Yeah.
Formula H Motorworks is a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Radio, Inspire, Infinity Solar Systems, ND Pro Media, Pestmaster Services, and Solar Maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And those are our sponsors, and we have a lot of vendors that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned Dawn Ansbrough earlier from the Arts Council. She'll be our speaker in May, I think, right? Correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
She'll be speaking about the economic impact of the arts, because it's a huge component. I mean, you're in your own sense, Garrett, you're play acting, so it's theater.
Yes.
So it's the arts. It's a very important component here in Orange County. You know, when we think of what goes on with the arts. We have a number of artists that are here and they manufacture. They don't necessarily sell here, but they manufacture. They do their product here and they sell it. And that's a very exciting thing that they choose to come to Orange County. Some of the other things that are happening at the chamber is in May 6th, we're having our very first not-for-profit panel meeting, and we've got the pro bono services coming up from the city. This is an opportunity for not-for-profits, whether they're C3s or C6s, to just come together in a safe environment. We're asking for the decision makers of these organizations to come. And we can talk about different issues that not-for-profits face. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if they're a big not-for-profit or they're the 501st. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of changes that are happening this year in the not-for-profit universe with the Not-for-Profit Revitalization Act. So this will be it's going to be, you know, very confidential. People can speak about employee issues that they have. They can speak about some tax concerns that they have of how do we go about change, about fixing this? What are some answers? What are some solutions? Really to help our not-for-profit partners find some solutions to some challenges that they may be facing. And it's going to be done in a very easy environment. We'll be meeting every once in a while, probably every quarter. We also am thrilled to pieces that the Farm Bureau has joined the Orange County Chamber. We've joined the Orange County Farm Bureau. And we're starting an ag committee, which I'm very, very, very excited about because Orange County is, again, like the arts, the agriculture is a huge component of our business community. We have farmers, we have produce farmers, we have dairy farmers, we have regular, you know, beef, goats, chickens, but we also have greenhouses and we have equestrian and we have vineyards and we have orchards. So it's a very, very broad-based business. Yeah. So we started an ag committee to help our agricultural partners with some concerns. We do a lot of advocacy at the chamber. And along those lines, just so impressed Congressman Sean Maloney is coming to have lunch with us next week.
Yes. Oh,
and goodness. Yes, and I didn't invite him. They called up and want to come. So I'm very excited. The staff, we were trying to decide where to have it, and the staff said, no, have him come to the chamber. So we're going to have, we have to decide what we want to feed him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if our members, if there are some concerns that you want us to bring to the attention of the congressman, there are a number of federal issues that come to the front every day that affect businesses in Orange County and New York. So if there's something that you would like the congressman to know about, if you have a concern, please let us know. You can call us at 457-9700. I'll be more than happy to bring that up to him and speak about the concerns that you have. Another huge event that we have coming up is our Orange Open. Andrea, what's that all about?
Oh, that's a joint venture with United Way of Dutchess and Orange Region. It's our 17th annual golf tournament.
Sounds like a theme, 17.
Yes, I know, right? So this year we'll be playing at two golf courses. We're going to be doing it at the Powelton Club down in Newburgh.
Baumville.
And also
Baumville, it's town of Newburgh.
Newburgh, yeah. Right. And also at Stony Ford.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we're open. We're taking sponsorship for that. And we're also booking players. So if you would like to participate and you have your foursome, and you know what? Don't worry about if you can't play or not. Come on over. We'll have classes there for you.
Well, I can't play. I'm dangerous. To me, a ball and a stick means it's baseball. That's my idea of a ball and a stick. What I always find intriguing about golf, especially since I know nothing about it, is that they name things after people. And ours is the Rally Cup. It's named after Rich Rally, who's a huge philanthropist and businessman in Orange County. So this is the Rally Cup, and it's honoring him. He's the brains behind the mm-hmm. Orange Open. Mm-hmm. And I guess he's the one who brought it to the chamber
whole
17
idea
years
of it,
ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is between us and United Way.
United Way.
So it's a really, really nice joint venture between the two of us. And there's still opportunities for sponsorships of that. And then for sponsors, we'll be having their own mixer. Yeah. And that'll be on Thursday, April 23rd at the Chamber, which is, we have a wonderful, wonderful space, and that'll be catered by Jimmy Loughran. Mm-hmm. And that's free admission for the sponsors. We just need to have a reservation because the space is very, very limited. So you can contact the fabulous Andrea.
And I tell you, if you haven't tasted Jimmy's food, you should really participate in this mixer. Come on out. Jimmy Loughran has a restaurant, and I tell you, he's done several shows for us, several events, and his food is to die for. So
it is very good. He's a good member of the chamber. He's a really, really good member of the chamber.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Getting back to tomorrow's festivities. So when I come tomorrow, I'm going to get there early, right?
Not too early, boss.
Oh, come on, stop. If you're going to be there, Andrea, I have to be there. Come on, that's not a, you know, I'm not much of a classist, you know what I mean? So it starts at 10 o'clock, so everybody who is any of the vendors should be there before 10 to set up.
Yes.
Right?
We encourage you to be there at 8 o'clock. We would like to have everyone set up and ready to go by 9:30.
Okay.
The show starts at 10, and we want people to start coming in and seeing you behind your booth,
right,
ready for action.
Right, because the mall opens at
9:30, yes.
So that's a good thing. And it goes until 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And it's on the first level. I'm excited because this is the mall, especially on a rainy day, because when I come in from Goshen, so I come in the back way, I come down Crystal Run, and I come down the back way. And when you come up around the hill, you know, you see the AMC, you see the building, and you come up, and all of a sudden you see the entire parking lot filled. So I want to see the parking lot filled tomorrow, because I don't know what else is going on tomorrow, but there's nothing else more important.
But I tell you one thing, though, it's all over our social media, Facebook, website, and I'm getting calls not only from people who are inquiring about being exhibitors, I'm getting calls from people who will just be visiting.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Yes, asking information about kids and what to expect and who's going to be there. So I tell you, the community is very interested, and they're looking forward to it also.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit more about how important TBQ is for that endeavor of getting the word out
when
we come back from this break.
All right.
Here at Middletown Medical, the Hudson Valley's premier healthcare services provider, we know your time is valuable, which is why we're now offering a reservation service for our walk-in urgent care center at our beautiful new Chester location in the ShopRite Plaza. Simply call us when you're on your way, and you'll be the next person taken upon arrival. When you're in need of urgent care services, think of Middletown Medical's Reserve Your Spot program. Your healthcare, all in one place. Call Middletown Medical, 845-469-2692.
Have a problem with your computer? Need an upgrade or a boost to your computer speed? The Computer Guy offers sales, service, and repair at competitive rates for your business or home. The Computer Guy builds servers and workstations, sets up secure wireless connections, transfers data, including system installation, remote access, and backup of your daily files. Trust the Computer Guy by calling 845-988-0708 or visit them at 14 West Street in Warwick.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647 and visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
Every Good Deed Title Agency is Orange County's reliable title insurance and settlement services company in the residential and commercial real estate industry. This is Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio and owner of Every Good Deed Title Agency. I've been in the abstract and title insurance business for over 20 years. Contact me for a free quote on title insurance and settlement services for your next real estate or refinance transaction. Contact Every Good Deed Title Agency at 986-3713, everygooddeed.us.
Tired of your present job? Long commute? Long hours? Ready for an exciting new career?
Join the WTBQ sales staff and help local retailers grow their business through advertising on WTBQ, Orange County's news and entertainment station. Earn good money and meet new people. Call the sales department at 651-1110. That's 651-1110. Whether you're looking for full or part-time, start on the road to a new career today with WTBQ.
Clark Howard, missing a minute can cost you big time.
Scamsters are coming out of the woodwork trying to convince you that real estate is the next pot of gold. Be careful.
Clark Howard.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
WTBQ.
And welcome back. This is Lynn Allen Sion from the Orange County Chamber, and we're talking Buy Local Showcase with Debbie Bigdansky of Frontier Communications and Garrett Overeem of the 501st Legion. And before we had to come back from the break, my phone went off, and I just have to say that I know she's listening to the radio, but I can't say who it is, but she knows who it is, and says, "Do not say it was me on the radio, but stormtroopers, woot woot." I'm giggling like a schoolgirl.
See, it's not only children.
No, and I have to tell you, she's a big deal in Orange County. So, and she's probably dying right now because I know she's listening to the radio. But Debbie, you were saying that there's some promotions that Frontier's sponsoring right now. And you would like to speak a little bit about that?
Thanks, Lynn. Just for this event, what we are going to be doing, because we all know that everybody's focus when we talk about telecommunications is making sure that they have internet access mm-hmm. and internet services, both for your home and for your business. So one of the special offers that we will be featuring tomorrow at the event, if you stop by and check in with us at the Frontier booth, is we will be able to feature the internet service for our residential customers for $19.99 a month. We'll honor that price for up to 3 years, no
wow.
contract.
Whoa.
Nice.
It gets
better, ladies.
$19.99?
We're given the first 2 months of service for free if you sign up tomorrow. So you can get great internet service
internet
with your
service.
Local provider, as well as getting a great price at $19.99 a month, and we will honor that price for up to 3 years.
3 years.
No rate hikes.
And this is residential.
And then this is on your resi side, correct, residential services. And then we'll also be able to throw in the first 2 months of service for free.
Come on out, see you again tomorrow.
We know that everybody is looking for internet service, whether you're a farm business, whether you're a retail business, and for your home. So it is so very important today.
Well, it's crucial. You have to have internet service. The days of dial up or I can't get online because my mom's using the phone. Those days don't exist anymore.
No.
You have to have 24/7 internet access, and you have to be plugged in because people do business. I do business, on the internet. I'm on my phone. I'm always doing this, so I need internet access when I'm home. That's how I read mm-hmm. things. We also live in a paperless society, so a lot of people, if they read the newspaper, they're reading it online. They have an online subscription.
Yep.
This is one of the big issues that we've worked with Congressman Maloney on as well, mm-hmm. which is the CAF funding, Connect America funding. That's the federal funds. On the state level, they also offer broadband funds and grants, and Frontier has been very engaged to make sure that we can use those funds and pull out those services to all of our communities.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. So it's $19.99 for 3 years,
uh-huh.
first 2 months free,
correct.
And this is on the resi side. That's an industry word, the resi side,
The resi side.
on the resi side. That's great.
Yes,
thank you for
is.
Rolling that out for us tomorrow, mm-hmm. Deb. That's
and for
fabulous.
Our small businesses, mm-hmm. we also have some great offers that we can provide to them as well.
Okay, very good.
But you have to come to the show to find out.
That's right.
Yes, you do.
That's right. That's right, you do. That's Andrea. That's why we call her Uber Fabulous, because she's the best promoter that on the planet. But that's... is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, Deb?
I think we can keep talking and talking and talking all day about Frontier services and communications. But again, it comes back to, for us, primarily our internet services.
Okay.
We know that our customers, that's the first product mm-hmm. that they're looking for. That's the key mm-hmm. service that they need. Today's world, they are looking at keeping their cell phones connected, their laptops connected, their tablets connected,
right,
and making sure that everybody's able to communicate through the internet.
Right. Now, I remember when you had your grand opening in Monroe, that's still a, is that still a retail?
We don't have it featured as a retail service, primarily because most of our customers, the same way we do individually, use Frontier services online.
Okay.
So they will check in with us online, frontier.com, to find out what the products, the services, the specials are that we have available. The other item I'll highlight very quickly is that Frontier is also very focused on supporting our veteran community. So we are focused on hiring veterans and making sure that that is a priority within our company as a whole. So 15% of our workforce is United States veterans. And we're very, very proud to make sure that when we do hire, we look to our veteran workforce first.
That's
thank
superb.
You. Thank you. That's
excellent.
That's a there's a veterans hiring fair coming up, and that's a big cooperative effort by a number of people, because Orange County, we have, I believe, the highest percentage of veterans living here in New York State. So it's a huge population for us. So thank you for doing that. That's wonderful because,
and you know what, we're going to take the information of how to contact you and the type of jobs you have, so they can also reach out to the chamber, and we'll direct them to you in case, you know, somebody stops by or have questions.
Thank you. So, you know, again, there's a lot of things going on at the chamber. We have our Orange Open coming up. We have our breakfast coming up Thursday, April 9th at West Hills Country Club, and that's in Middletown on Golf Links Road. It's part of the Benora Hospitality Group, and I don't know what anything would happen in Orange County. The Benora Hospitality Group, last night I was at the Catholic Charities over at the Celebration of Service over at Anthony's Pier 9. Dr. Donald Christensen, who's the president of SUNY New Paltz, will be the speaker, and the sponsor is CRVI, and I'm hoping that they speak. He speaks a lot about the 3D printing that they have going on up there. May 14th, Dawn Ansbro, who's the president of the Orange County Arts Council, will be the breakfast speaker. And then we have something coming up in May, so we want to ask all of our listeners to highlight this on their calendar. And maybe there's something from the Moss Isley Police Department that you'd like to get rid of. But every year we do an electronics recycling, because you can't just dump this stuff in the garbage can. You just can't. It has to be taken care of in a manner that's very sensitive to the environment. So Advanced Recovery will be doing the electronics recycling at the chamber once again, and that will be Friday and Saturday, May 22nd and May 23rd. The times will be to be announced. But this is a good opportunity. It's springtime. Clean out that stuff, things that you don't want, those old speakers, TVs, radios, computers, laptops.
And you can't put that in your regular garbage.
No, you can't. And also, and this gets back to something that Deb had said about internet security. When people get rid of their hard drives, or they get rid of their towers, you'd never know what kind of information is still left on there if you don't pull the hard drive out. So at Advanced Recovery, they're very sensitive about that. So things are destroyed.
I just want to say, coming up this Monday is our luncheon, our Members on Monday luncheon, our monthly theme. And this theme for this month is technology. So there we go. So this Monday, come on out. It's at 12 noon at the Chamber. And our sponsors for that one is Cablevision Media Sale and also Hudson Valley Public Relations.
And who's providing the delicious lunch?
And the delicious lunch is coming from Blue Mango.
Ooh, yeah, we had a mixer
Walden.
There. That was very
good. That was very good.
Cool. That the food there was really amazing. And you know what's interesting? I'm so excited about Monday, because one of our new members, Colleen Dunn, who is the U.S. representative for a group called Shwitma, they are our first fully international group. They are in South Africa. They're South Africa-based. It's a business consultancy firm that has a presence in almost 30 countries. And they have no presence in the United States.
Wow.
So what they do? They join the Orange County Chamber for Presence.
That's the best
So
move,
I was, I'm thrilled. So they're actually going, Colleen will be there, will be there on Monday.
Great.
So that's exciting. And we do that every month. We have a Members on Monday. It's the last Monday of every month. It's a free lunch for the members. It's sponsored. It's an opportunity, very low key, people to have a dialogue about whatever the topic is. And this time, this month, the topic will be technology. And we have a number of members who are heavily involved with technology. We have a new member, Brett Channon, and what he does is he uses 3D printing, and he creates he creates like aortas and hearts and all this other stuff that from the MRI scans, he pushes it through and creates this so that doctors can use it to practice on before they operate on a live person. So, no music? No Star Wars music? What? Are you going to give me more Star Wars music? Ah, see, there we go.
All right. Great day.
Okay, so this is Lynn Sion from the Orange County Chamber. We hope to see all of you tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the Buy Local Showcase. Thank you, Deb, and thank you, Garrett, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you next week.